Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today. The topic is simply peer pressure. Peer pressure. When we hear the term peer pressure, usually something negative comes to mind. We think about the peer pressure that children face when they go to high schools and colleges all over the country. That pressure that encourages many to do things they would not have done had they still been at home. Obviously, of course, peer pressure has been around for a long time, and there is a positive component to peer pressure as well. As business leaders, we should pressure those around us to do things better than they've ever done before. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we learn as business leaders how to apply positive peer pressure to get extraordinary results. Today, we'll discuss those processes in our PEER acronym. That P in our PEER acronym reminds us to put pressure on our peers to become prolific. Yes, my friends and neighbors, prolific. That word prolific simply means highly productive. Everyone that we remember in history, we remember them for being highly productive. You've heard of George Washington Carver, the inventor who found hundreds of ways to utilize and maximize the peanut. Well, obviously, had he only found one way to utilize a peanut, he would not have been regarded as such a powerful inventor. But because of his prolificity, that's why he's remembered. The classical music artists that we've heard of, Mozart, Bach, and Beethoven, they were all highly productive. In other words, they wrote more symphonies, they composed more music than any other of their contemporaries. That's why we're still listening to them hundreds of years later. As business owners, we must also be productive. We have to produce sales and leads and strong business leaders, and our goal must be highly productive or prolific at all times. We can pressure those on our team. And remember, I use the word pressure very loosely. I don't mean to berate or belittle or to act as if they don't belong in your group. I only mean that the pressure can be applied by leading by example. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the greater example that we set of being productive, that will permeate throughout our entire teams. The greatest way to put pressure on those around you is through great examples. Michael Jordan is regarded as one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He's regarded as such because not only did he score a lot of points, he was prolific, but the other members on his team did well also. He got up before everybody else in practice. He stayed later. He got there first and he left last. He worked out every day, stayed in great shape, started a club within his own team of people that would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to improve their game. Well, this leading by example led to the entire team practicing when the coach didn't call a practice and staying later when the coach didn't ask them to, and doing more. And as a result, they had a team that was extraordinarily successful. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, your leading by example of calling new people and making new contacts and appearing in different networking events and then working the people that you already know in your group to become even better and better, that's how that peer pressure to be prolific comes about. The other way you can make it happen is by being creative. Yes, my friends and neighbors, by being creative. You think of all the creative ways that children do things that they shouldn't do because of peer pressure. Now, parallel that, or contrast it rather, to the ways that we can do from a creativity perspective, things that make people more productive. These podcasts are just a small sample of creativity. Every day, my goal is to become more and more prolific. I want to create new acronyms, new formulas, new lessons, new steps, new processes, and that leading by example and being creative in the process typically basically causes more and more people to not only rally on the podcast, but it also causes them to become more productive as well. This podcast is an example of peer pressure. It's encouraging the people around you to become more and more productive. That E in our peer acronym reminds us of the importance of enthusiasm. Yes, my friends, enthusiasm. The late Prime Minister from Great Britain, Winston Churchill, once said, "Success consists of going from challenge to challenge without a loss of enthusiasm." Think about it, my friends and neighbors. Success consists of going from challenge to challenge, facing obstacle after obstacle without losing in any way the enthusiasm. How would you rate your enthusiasm today? Whether you're listening to this podcast early in the morning or late in the afternoon, do you consider yourself to be enthusiastic? Is your enthusiasm contagious, meaning other people want to connect with you simply because you're so excited about what you do? How do you display that excitement about what you do every day with your company that you're running? I remember a historical overview of a boxer by the name of Jack Johnson. He was champion in the early 1900s, and he was known for smiling all the time in the ring. If he took a hard punch, he'd smile. If he gave a hard punch, he'd smile. When the boxers would clinch and the referee'd have to break them up, you'd always see Jack Johnson smiling in those old videos. His opponents would be so frustrated because they were trying to take from him the one thing he wouldn't give away, and that is his enthusiasm. He would say that he loved boxing so much, and he was so privileged to be in the ring, that he would smile every single time. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, when we really enjoy what we do and why we do it, when we have identified our significance, it is so easy for us to be enthusiastic at all times. I challenge you today to find ways to get excited and new ways to smile. Again, you can pressure those around you to do the exact same things. When I was a student, a young fella in school, I had a teacher who was always enthusiastic. And if a little kid was crying because they skinned their knee, or they may have cried because things didn't go their way in class or at recess, she'd look at them with a wonderful smile on her face and she'd say, "Doesn't become you to frown. You've got such a beautiful smile and you're not using it. What's wrong with you?" And then when the child would go and try to explain everything that was wrong, she said, "Wait a minute. I mean, what's wrong with you that you can't smile?" And the answer should always be, "Nothing, Miss Jones, nothing." By the same token, my friends and neighbors, nothing should be so challenging that we can't smile and get excited. Nothing should be so major that it throws off the course of our day. On the contrary, we should stand boldly and declare every day that we are enthusiastic. We will succeed and overcome, and we will become highly prolific. My friend, I encourage you to contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can receive discounts on quality online soft skills training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success by calling them today. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.